May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic struggle, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's brief memory is from Larry Sheridan. Larry writes, "Hey David, memories. I was once walking through Tassajara on my way to the dining hall. I was completely focused and unaware that Suzuki Roshi was walking with a group off to the side towards me. I looked up. He stopped and I kept walking. Our eyes met. I didn't even realize it was him and didn't even have presence of mind to bow. It was as if he looked right into my core and right through me. I felt as if I'd been swallowed whole. I just kept on walking. Felt like I missed a big bow." He has a comment here about Tatsugami, who was a guest teacher at Tassajara. "I once saw Tatsugami Roshi walking among the big trees near the old baths. He looked like he was a tree to me, like he was planted in the ground. He was just part of the forest." He said, "I wasn't too close to Suzuki Roshi or the San Francisco Zen Center crowd since I was mostly in Berkeley, so I don't remember too much." Well, that's quite enough. Ty Sheridan, he's written a number of books, Dharma books. Just go to tysheridan.com and you'll see. He wrote Buddha in Blue Jeans and other books. tysheridan.com, T-A-I-S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N. Okay. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I'm D.C. Booba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.